Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And this is our main episode. This is our Monday episode. This is where we like to talk about Star Wars and the things that surround it. And in this week's episode, we're going to ask, what if R2-D2 never woke up?
And why do we say woke up, Jamie?
Because he's really up to go with all the times. He likes to say they, them, and etc. No. No politics, thank you. Sorry, Dad.
Not in this show.
I know you'd like me to talk politics, but no, we're not talking politics. The reason we say woke up is because we see R2-D2 as a person.
He's one of us. One of us.
He has a personality, therefore he's like a person, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not just a bucket of bolts. He's more than the sum of all his parts.
Yeah. Some even say he's the narrator.
Some might say the Star Wars saga.
Some say he's the narrator of the Star Wars saga. All we know is he's called the R2. So he's up there. He's up there because we were going to call this episode "What if R2 didn't reboot?"
But we felt that wasn't personal enough. Yeah. It was lacking something, wasn't it?
Plus, he didn't reboot because that sort of shows that he's started afresh.
Yeah, he's wiped himself.
He can't start afresh because we need the blooming map man.
Exactly, we need his memory.
Yeah, we need. I wonder if he's still got that first hologram of Leia.
You know that's in the bank for him, don't you?
Yeah, of course you do. The old WB.
Luke said, put that in the secure folder, please.
Yeah, secure folder. Even though they have been wiped since that first film, haven't they?
Yeah. And also, Luke found out his sister and whatever. Oh, weird.
He kept it anyway.
Oh, God, it's gone weird already, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone to a dark place. A very dark place.
We've ruined it straight away.
Leia was with the Force. She knew what he was up to. Anyway.
And the Force was with her.
Yeah. So we're asking the question, what if the map was never found because R2 didn't wake up to show the map? And then obviously that would mean that they wouldn't know how to get to Luke. And what would happen because of that?
Mm.
Big old silence, deep breath. Well, is one thing to just shoot straight off down the hyperdrive lane, the Kessel Run. Do you think Luke feels the disturbances in the Force when Ben Solo, Kylo Ren, for better terms, kills people? Do you think he knows that stuff is going on and he's just being obnoxious, waiting for that map to send somebody to him? Or do you think that he can't feel it and this is why he's not just naturally pulled his X-Wing out of the water and gone to help anyway?
He gives the impression he wanted to hide himself away from everybody.
Yeah.
And when Rey meets him, he acts like he's shut himself off.
Yeah.
From the Force, from the galaxy, far, far away. He's not interested in anybody knowing where he is. And it's almost a shock to him that Rey has turned up and is on his private island.
Yeah.
That he shares with the little birds and the...
And the little penguin things.
I don't actually know what they're called.
Yeah, nobody knows what they're called.
They're just the Ewoks.
The Ewoks of the new saga.
They don't get names, but they will be named.
Yeah.
So I think he genuinely wants to be shut off. And yeah. I think he does reduce his force. I want to say his force sensitivity, but I don't know if that's quite right.
He locks it away more. I don't think you can shut off from it, but I think he turns the tap off.
Yeah.
So it's all there in the tubes, but he's turned the tap off so it's not flowing out.
He's blocked it, hasn't he?
Yeah. He shoved a cork up there. So I agree with you there. So it's all there because as well, the thing about Luke is obviously you can see all your old masters as Force ghosts. So why... Even though he's turned the tap off, you think Yoda and
he shouldn't be able to see him.
Well, I think he should. Yoda isn't Luke's Force sensitivity. Yoda is the Force essence.
Yes.
So he can show up when he wants. So you think he would show up and be like, you know, bad shiz is going down.
But. Those Force ghosts don't show up to anybody else. Only to Jedi. Mm. Nobody else sees them. Yeah, so if you were to shut yourself off from the Force, truly shut yourself off from the Force, yeah, then you shouldn't be able to see them. Do we know for a fact that he actually still has contact with Yoda, with Ben Kenobi? Or is it just that because he's having to wake up again, he's met Rey and Rey's got the Force and he's having to remember certain things. He doesn't want to. He's spent a lot of time pushing it away, but he's forced to remember. He has to acknowledge that the Force is actually still there.
Yeah.
Is that when he's able to then
see Yoda?
Yeah. And maybe he's asking for advice, but he's just opening up because the whole point is that he's able to hide himself away so nobody can find him.
Yeah.
Because the Force works both ways, doesn't it? So actually, this is probably going to answer the question as I think about it. If he was able to detect that Ben Solo, Kylo Ren, was murdering and killing and being a general baddie, and Snoke was doing the same, then they would be able to detect him.
Yes, they would be able to feel him in the Force, wouldn't they? If they searched for him, yeah.
It would have to go both ways, but they know he still exists. It's not like he's... They don't know that he's dead or alive, I suppose, but they should be able to find him if they search for him. They probably put time into it.
Yeah. Well, Kylo Ren must have done. There's probably a book somewhere or a comic book where he's put time and effort into trying to find Luke.
Yeah, and then just
because he hates his guts, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And in the last one when he's shooting him, you can tell just how intense it is.
Yeah, that's true, and I think he also knows that Luke is a threat.
Yeah.
Or is a potential threat. Yeah. So I suppose it would be Kylo Ren's motivation would be neutralize the threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to rule the galaxy, you need to minimize all those opposing forces. And if one of the most dangerous forces which are out there is Luke Skywalker, then you would want to find him.
And eliminate him.
And eliminate him so you wouldn't have to deal with him. So you would probably put some time into it because otherwise you're just going around your business constantly in the fear of going at some point he might just turn up and then we're going to be in trouble because we're not prepared.
Did he know that Luke's gone into hiding, Kylo?
Well, he doesn't know where he is, so I suppose they would naturally know.
That he's sodded off somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. He's not at the temple. Because he would have gone back to the temple to find him, I suppose.
Well, he burnt the school down.
Yeah.
I don't know about the temple, though.
But then he would, you know, he'd have gone back to these places that he knows exist.
And he would have tried to hunt him out.
And he'd try to find him. But he would be gone. And he's sunk his X-Wing.
Yeah.
And he's gone off-grid as much as he can.
Yeah, this is it. Because in The Force Awakens, that first scene, they're in the village, aren't they? And he stops the bullet.
That's right, yeah.
Is he looking for Luke then?
He's looking for the map. Yes, he is. He's looking for BB-8 because BB-8 has got
the one fragment. Half of the map.
He's
got a fragment of the map, which the map then helps R2 until you get R2's segment of the map. Oh, okay, yeah. Because so he is hunting for Luke. So he knows that Luke's alive then.
Yeah. So this actually, just because now we've just remembered actually what happens in the film.
Yeah.
Has answered the question. Yes, he's looking for Luke.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, Luke has to have shut himself off completely.
For Kylo to then not be able to find him through meditation. And the sort of side-swiping split screen that he gets with Rey.
Yeah.
Surely he would be able to get that with Luke if Luke was still entwining with the Force.
Yeah, because that, even though Rey's not strong in the Force there, she is channeling the Force to enable her to fight Kylo.
Yeah.
So there's two There's two portions of force there which are combining, which should be detectable.
Yeah.
Although neither of them dies, and it's usually the pain of somebody dying.
Yeah.
You know, like when Alderaan gets blown up
and everybody's like, oh, God, did you feel that? Yeah.
Yeah, Obi-Wan's like, felt like thousands of millions of screams or whatever echoing out. And
yeah.
Either Luke has completely shut himself off or he's ignoring them.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because he could be ignoring them, because actually when Rey does turn up, he's not interested. He's trying to ignore her and hoping she's just going to disappear.
Yeah.
But she's not going to disappear, because guess what? You've been hidden for so long.
People need your help as well.
And people have been desperately searching for you. Now they find you, they're not just going to go, oh.
He doesn't want to help.
He's not interested. Let's go.
Yeah, let's just leave him to drink his funny alien milk.
Come on, lads. Get back on the X-Wing. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go and shoot some TIE fighters.
Yeah. That's it. I've got a little sidestepping question.
This is what we like.
You mentioned it before. Sorry, people. how then, if Leia is force sensitive and force ghosts can only be seen by force sensitive peoples, after the Battle of Endor, when they're in the village having the party, why is it just Luke who can see Ben, Yoda, and Annie? Why couldn't Leia see them as well? And also know who her father was. Because Leia was there at the party kissing Han. She would have been able to see Luke staring at some funny blue guys.
So this... I've got the answer to this because we've spoken about this in the past, I think. And I've got the answer. I've got a theory. So going back to what I've just said about being Force-sensitive... and you have to be Force-sensitive to see them. So not everybody can see a Force ghost, even though they're there. So Han could definitely not see them because he doesn't really understand the Force. He knows it exists. He still thinks it's magic.
Yeah.
And he knows it's a real thing, but he just can't. He's not tuned into it. Leia has got the power.
Yeah.
For want of a better word. But she's not really trained in it at all. Although she might have done in some sort of book form. She might have had some minor training to that point. But what we spoke about in the past was the Force ghosts are usually just the people that they've already known. So Luke he knows Obi-Wan, he knows Yoda, and he knows
Anakin being for Darth Vader.
Because he also brings him back to being Anakin, I suppose.
Yeah.
So he knows those three people. And yes, they can then choose their personal appearance, I suppose. But Luke's tuned in to their individual Force signature, I suppose. Maybe that's what they've got. But if you don't know what you're looking for,
you can't see it. But then didn't Rey see Yoda and she's never met him before? Because she says, oh, Master Yoda. And like, how do you even know? How do you even know, Rey? Yeah,
that's...
Because I'm sure she does see Yoda. Correct me if I'm wrong, people in the comments. But yeah, I'm sure she's Yoda.
We need to look into this before I answer that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that kind of throws that entire theory out. Yeah. Because then that's...
But then Rey might just be a special case because, you know, power.
Well, she's a Palpatine, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, spoiler. I mean, she's a Skywalker. No, she's got no parents. She's just Rey.
Yeah. They've tried to redo the Jesus effect.
I mean, if she does see Yoda, perhaps it's just a genetic pass down or something. Maybe she's just able to.
Maybe.
I don't know for sure. I can't remember if she sees him or not. So I wouldn't be confident on that answer.
But that was just a little sidestep for Leia there.
I like that.
Because Luke's seeing the Force ghosts. But this all leads up to then. So look, let's go all the way back.
Yeah, let's go and ask the question.
What
if R2 never woke up?
R2 never woke up. So we've already established that Luke doesn't want to be found. So they can't find him by Leia meditating or finding some Force ghosty Jedi temple to seek him out. That's out of the question.
And actually, that's a good point. Leia has direct communication with Luke
via the Force.
Yes, because they've done it previously where Luke has contacted Leia and he sort of stopped and he's gone,
Yeah.
Leia.
Follow your feelings.
Yeah, so carry
Trust
on.
The Force. But, so anyway, Leia can't do that either. That's out of the question.
Yeah.
So R2 don't wake up, doesn't give them the map. And they're like, oh, we don't know where the other bit of the map is. Oh, this is so bad. Palpatine's come back again. This means Rey would not go away.
Well, actually, at this point, we don't know that Palpatine's even alive. So
is it after this then?
It's only in the third episode, I think, he re-emerges because he sort of comes back in a big way.
Palpatine's come back.
It's all Snoke in the first one, isn't it?
Of course, it's Snoke, and then the Knights of Ren fight, and then you're like, oh, Snoke wasn't Palpatine all along.
Yeah,
it might have been a clone gone wrong. Who knows? Yeah, and then it's Palpatine. Yeah, so there's none of that. So Rey wouldn't go off. Do you think then that because obviously, Luke can't come and save us
mm-hmm.
from the Sith, you know, evil magic wielding Kylo?
Yeah.
Do you think Leia, as old as she was and as busy as she was, would potentially train Rey? Or do you think Leia would have some contacts to be like, right, you can't go and find Luke, but go and find this bloke here who's been in hiding for so long. He can give you a little bit of training. But then it's all about time, isn't it?
Yes.
There's not time for Rey to do what Luke did with Yoda and go to Dagobah for God knows how long. She needs to be caught up and given the, you know, Matrix plug-in of Jedi, you know, mastery.
Yeah, she needs to download the Jedi...
Because she gets a lot of enlightenment from Luke, but like, you're telling me they spent what, however many years?
I don't think that Luke had much time with Yoda, not as much as we think, because his training was cut short anyway.
Yeah, he chose to leave the first time. However, Leia and Han being in Carbonite, I think there's a fair whack of time.
Yes, I think at that point, yes, there's a bit more time. But
he's gone back to Yoda since then, isn't he? So he's gone back and forth from Yoda a good couple of times then.
I think the impression we get is, and it's probably not true because we know that like Ahsoka's still kicking around at times when all the Jedi are supposed to be in hiding and she's still about.
Yeah.
There are Jedi that we don't know about that must be still... milling about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely got to be, yeah. Yeah. But
if we take those out of the equation because they're hiding so well, the only person we know in that universe that has any sort of force sensitivity is Leia.
Yeah.
So the only person who could realistically help Rey realize her potential would be Leia. Now, she might be short on time, but she might also just be able to say, stand next to me. When we get 5 minutes, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you meditate and
block out Kylo, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to help you focus your mind and feel the Force and sort of not train her in Jedi moves like swordplay and all that sort of stuff. She's not going to teach her how to Force pull and all that. I don't think she can do that, but I think Rey was capable enough of being able to do that because I think when she picked up that lightsaber,
it just felt normal. Yeah.
Well, she learned so much in that time. Yeah, that she could have been like, oh, I know kung fu.
Yeah, that could have been
her knowing kung fu.
It's like force, remembrancy, where you touch an object and you're like, oh, bloody hell, yeah. Right, yeah. Now that works now.
Yes.
It's like she's never flown a spaceship yet. She can fly the Falcon.
But then maybe that's something that Leia could have done. She could have said, right, you just take some time, focus, think about what you're doing, practice. Here's a little droid. Here's a blind helmet for you.
Yeah.
You're just going to try and deflect lasers and that's your training. You're going to do what you can. Oh, and by the way, here's a load of Luke's old clothes or Obi-Wan's old bits of this, you know, there'd be something.
Yeah.
So, like you say, an artifact. Maybe she's just like, you can have a look at this stuff if you want and see if there's any, see if you can feel anything.
Force taint or force, you know, echoes on there.
Because we know that Leia did have some formal training.
Yeah.
So she does know how it works and how to access stuff. So maybe if she was just able to push Rey in the right direction, Rey could then take that time to learn. She might not learn as quickly as she would have done with Luke. However, she might have also been more useful because she was in the right place rather than in a hidden, on a hidden island somewhere in the arse end of the galaxy.
Yeah. No, that's a good shout, actually, yeah. So if anything happened to the Rebels, she could pause her training and be like, right, I just need to go and help these guys. Because they need a lightsaber, or they need me to feel on my way through this thing or something like that.
Because again, the only person who there's only two people who have successfully fought Kylo Ren and survived. Not necessarily won, but survived. And that is Rey and Finn.
Yeah.
And even Finn then might have been able to have some sort of minor training to help realise his potential until he was totally sidelined.
Yeah, struck out. that little rhubarb twist.
Yeah, I think was a real shame because I think he would have made a good...
Yeah.
It would be really good to have both of them side by side, back to back.
Yeah, as a green saber and a blue saber.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And even if they managed to then turn Kylo Ren, and it would have been the three of them.
The three musketeers of the galaxy.
Yeah, green, red, and blue.
Yeah.
And then they take on Big Daddy Palps right at the end.
Yeah, and all of them are there.
That could have been cool, but...
Yeah. That's another episode, people.
That's another episode, yeah. We don't want to give away all our secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, realistically, if they can't find Luke, and they need to find out where Luke is by the end of the first film, and that's how it concludes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rey gets to the island and you see his metal hand and you go, okay, Luke's here.
Yeah.
End credits. At that point, if they weren't looking for Luke, they would have had to redirect their plan was. So Finn would have to step up to become more.
Yeah.
And Rey would have to take it upon herself to learn. She's going to self-teach herself.
Hmm.
She's already force sensitive. We know this because she is, isn't she? She becomes a Jedi. Obvious.
Yeah.
And we know from the start that she's got something about her. And Finn shows hints of it.
Yeah.
And he's able to break away from his stormtrooper programming.
Yeah.
And that's probably down in part to the force being somewhere within him.
Yeah, creating them barriers to keep the indoctrination at bay, as it were.
Yeah, his mind was stronger
than the
programming
plug into you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they would have been quite cool, actually, because even though his... And he did heal quite quickly from his back being struck by the lightsaber, because he actually hurt his spine, didn't he, for a little while, and then they had that weird sort of love triangle going on. But yeah, I think that's a good shout, because... But then, this is the thing as well. If Kylo's looking for BB-8 with the little map shard...
Yes.
That's not going to help him find Luke without R2, is it?
He needs R2, but...
R2's stuck with Leia the whole time.
That's not to say that the new Galactic Empire doesn't have a copy of that map for themselves.
Well, they might have, they might have mapped all the systems and then it's there. Maybe Snoke's got it, I don't know.
Yeah, it might just be that R2's got the copy that the Rebels need
access to,
But the Empire's got...
Snoke's already got the main map. He just needs that little bit to find the entrance to the hyperspace or whatever it is.
But that said, if you're looking at that map and there's one sector missing and you've looked everywhere in the galaxy, you've got droids, recon droids everywhere, and you can't find him, wouldn't you just send...
All of the probe droids to the
missing sector. If you had the map, that would be the logical thing to do if you were that desperate, which he is, clearly.
Yeah.
That's what you would do, right? So they can't have a copy of the map. So they also need R2. So actually, they could have just let BB-8 go.
Yeah, and just let him lead them to Leia and then be like, oh, both droids are there. We'll we'll go and get them both, shall we? Easily done.
They need R2, but by the time that R2 does wake up, it's too late. They know where, they know where to go, and then, the rebels get themselves into trouble anyway because they get chased and
all that sort of silly stuff happens.
Yeah, all that silly stuff.
Yeah, so actually, so Rey would have had to have stepped her game up in a very short amount of time.
A bit like Luke, though. Like
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you think back to when Luke meets Obi-Wan, yes, he's very time rich, isn't he? He hasn't got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So he's able to go, this is your father's lightsaber.
Yeah. We're going to practice for this on the ship, on the way to...
And I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to tell you to sort of, to, like, you know, focus and meditate and all the rest. So he did get some formal training, but a short amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Rey just needs that same sort of...
Yeah, deep dive.
Yeah, same sort of thing, but from Leia. Doesn't take a lot. You know, Obi-Wan sitting on the ship, he could be doing it. He could be flying the ship. I mean, he obviously doesn't like flying, as we know, but he could be doing that and saying, just looking over his shoulder going, yeah.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, good work. Now try it again.
Yeah, turn the robot up to level 10.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah, that's a good shout. Because, I mean, Ahsoka on... We've already seen that, you know, you can have ships with little training things in.
Yes,
because she's got... You know, the Falcon, Ahsoka's got a proper training room on her ship.
Yeah.
So, sure, you know, Leia could probably find one and be like, has anybody got one of these old class ships?
Well, they just need a dojo, don't they? And that's it. Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know... Because why isn't Leia... got hologram of Ho-Yang. And just get in there so Rey can just practice with holograms of him.
Yeah.
Because he's a droid. He only has to plug in and record himself. And the time difference, I know Ahsoka's back there, and obviously Rey's sort of timelines are, you know, about there. So it's sort of like that. But you're telling me that Leia can't source that stuff? Because they only want a Jedi to defeat Kylo, because they think at that moment they think Kylo's the big bad boy.
Yes.
And they know Snoke's a thing, but they don't know Snoke's a Sith. They just think Kylo Ren's a lightsaber wielding madman.
Yeah, he's just a psycho, isn't he, with a red lightsaber.
With a red lightsaber. They don't actually know the grand scheme of it at that point.
Mm.
So they only want to find Luke because he's the savior. You know, he helped on the Battle of Endor and all of these other things. Yeah, but if you deep dive into Luke's happenings between Endor and that film, he's made a lot of mistakes, which is a bonus episode we're going to do down the line. I've got a few little things for that episode. So he's made a lot of mistakes, which I'm pretty sure Leia knows about.
Yeah.
So why is she so hell-bent on finding him?
I just want to circle back just a tiny, tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ho-Yang.
Ho-Yang.
Leia probably didn't know who he is.
No, this is true, but there will be a droid or something with a memory bank that she has access to.
Yes, but...
And I know the Jedi Temple got destroyed, but she surely Luke gave her some stuff.
Did Luke do all the lightsaber building tutorials, or did he have the droid? Because as far as I'm aware, Ahsoka is unknown.
Oh, yeah. Luke doesn't know Ho-Yang or Ahsoka, but because he gave Leia somebody's lightsaber. So when she was training with Luke, she had somebody else's lightsaber. But all I mean is, like, she, with all of her power and resources, surely she can find a sword mastery program just to get her in a quick sort of, this is simple sword play. Stop using your stick. Like a child would use a tree stump.
So you just mean...
Yeah, I didn't mean specifically Ho-Yang, but something similar. But
someone somewhere knows how to fight with swords.
Yeah.
Can you go and train with them?
Yeah.
And they'll teach you.
Basically, or a hologram that does it. Yeah.
And you can fight with a wooden sword because they won't have a lightsaber.
Yeah, and you don't want to kill them.
But you, with your Jedi powers, you should be able to defeat that person.
Yeah.
In a short amount of time, once you know the basics of how you should stand. And
yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, because we've already seen that Kylo fights like an angry child.
He does.
He's got a sword with a crossguard, which is knightly. Yeah, he's called a Knight of Ren, but he doesn't fight like a knight.
No.
He's very angry.
Tantrum.
He's very much like a dwarf from Middle-earth with a battle axe.
Just cleaving everybody.
Yeah, which is so weird. Especially because a dwarf would actually be better with a crossbow, not a battle axe. Just because of their size. Anyway.
So. Stay tuned to What If Lord of the Rings Never Died.
Yeah. So Rey doesn't actually need to be that good at swordplay if it's just for Kylo. Mm. They're more scared of him than actually what he can do, because Rey nearly beat him in their first meeting.
Yeah.
Because he was just too silly.
But I think you're right. Leia can say, we can't get in touch with Luke. I can see the potential in you. I don't have time to relearn how to do all this, to teach you how
and
to do it.
She's old.
Yeah, and I'm too tired.
Yeah.
But I know a person who can fight with a sword.
I know a sword master you can learn with, and I'll teach you how to meditate.
Yeah, or I know a yogi.
Yeah.
And they'll help you meditate, and through that you will find a connection with the Force.
Yeah, and it will grow ready for when we meet Kylo again.
Yeah.
Because we just need somebody to hold either him make off. Him see sense or hold him off till we can capture him or whatever we want to do with him.
And by the way, side note, you are fodder.
Yeah.
If we see him again, you're going up against him, because we can't.
Yeah, basically. So,
good luck. Learn quick, please.
That's it. Well, he does capture her, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
And then, you know, but he's already proven that he won't kill her outright.
No.
Because he feels a connection with her through the Force.
But it's not his own connection, which I think he's weird. Confused about.
Yeah, but that in its own right can mean that somewhere you don't really need Luke when Rey's already got that touchy-touchy, feely, Bloodhound Gang vibe going on.
Yeah, how quickly did she learn before she met anybody?
Oh, mind control as well. She mind controlled Daniel Craig, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me they need Luke? They didn't even need Luke. The whole story's a mess.
Yeah, it goes back to just bringing people back for nostalgia.
Yeah, this is it. Look, but, you know, the whole mention of Luke and seeing R2 at the end.
Didn't we say in the past that actually Luke was a bit of a negative on the whole series?
Yeah.
We love Luke, but
he didn't need to be in 7, 8, 9.
No.
I'm sorry. They could have mentioned him.
Yeah.
But they didn't need to bring him back way they did.
Do you know what they should have done? Is just said, Kylo Ren killed Luke. Then that gives Kylo Ren this kind of mythical power.
Yeah, he killed Luke Skywalker. Yeah. You're kidding me. You know,
one
as a young
the
kid
greatest
as well,
Jedi
that ever lived. Yeah.
And he's managed to defeat him.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. And you can get the whole story with Luke.
Yeah.
But without having to deal with his, miserable, mardy arse.
Yeah.
You know, just then you can develop new characters. And it's fine that Leia's in there, because she's the commander of the Rebels. Like,
yeah.
She's still got a very active role.
Oh, yeah.
Until the point that we all dislike.
Yeah.
Yeah, still valid being in there. Han Solo being in there, great. Nice nostalgia. Killed off in the first episode, perfect.
Yeah, I didn't quite like the...
I didn't like the way he died, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, all the smuggling section with the thing on the ship.
The Trillian Massacre sort of thing. Yeah, but they kind of have to show that he's still...
trying his hardest to be a smuggler.
Yeah, he's not able to shake that life. He's still a rogue.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I love Han Solo.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Lovely to see him. But I just didn't understand the funny alien, you know, destruction thing on the thing.
I think it would have been better if he just had a fly-in, fly-out kind of...
Yeah. Shoot an alien because he's after him for some money. And he goes, bang.
He rescues Rey. Or he captures Rey. Because that's essentially what happens. They capture the Millennium Falcon, don't they?
Yeah.
And then... that becomes a thing, and then maybe he's like, right, I've helped out. But actually, in the original trilogy, all he wanted to do was leave.
Yeah.
He didn't want to stick around. He got sucked into sticking around. But what he could have done was just go, we're not sticking around here. We've got a job to do. We've got two gangs who are desperate to kill us.
Yeah.
And I need to make some money. So this is where you get off.
Yeah.
Continue your story whilst I disappear.
I've done my bit. Say hello to my wife for me. Ta-ta.
And people then go, oh, it was great to see Han Solo and Chewie again.
Yeah, but that's it.
And that's it. And you're left with a happy memory because they've turned up and they've gone.
Yeah.
You've seen the Millennium Falcon, classic.
Yeah.
Leia can stay there. That's fine. She's doing her job.
Yeah. Porgy, by the way.
Porgy, that's it.
The little penguin cat things.
Yes. Nice little... callback there.
Yeah, it's just popped into my head. Sorry, people.
Yeah, in my opinion, they could have binned off a lot of the characters, the better development of Rey and Finn, who I think really needed to be, they need to be able to shine.
They took away from Finn when they'd done so well building him up. And even if he wasn't the main Jedi dude, I liked the fact that, oh, he has the lightsaber, but, oh, he's not actually really Force-sensitive like Rey is.
No.
Because it was obvious. However, it was still nice to have that...
non-Jedi wielding the Jedi weapon.
Trying to do good, you know. And like, but they ruined it by saying he was just a cleaner stormtrooper.
Yeah.
But all stormtroopers are... they got droids for that. So he would have been indoctrinated to be a soldier.
Well, yeah, he was there to fight, wasn't he? He turned up on Jakku.
Ah, but he only did that because he skipped cleaning duty to be on the dropship.
Oh, okay.
So, and that again, like, they would have droids to clean the toilets.
Yeah.
So that in itself was comedy for the effect of not really being that funny.
Finn was kind of the comic relief in the film, I suppose.
Yeah. Not just the way they made, but they disrupted a lot of canon-y stuff by doing that. Anyway, Rey could have obviously held back Kylo for a little while. They wouldn't have been able to beat Kylo. You know, because Luke don't even beat him. Luke just stands there and goes, yeah, go on, run away while I get shot. I've already thought about this, so I'm dying, it's fine. I'm old. Rey probably would have fought a little hardest, and Kylo would have held back a little bit, fancying her or whatever. But
yeah, he probably wouldn't have been as aggressive, although he's got
aggressive tendencies.
And he's got the little terrier to his side there going, come on.
Yeah, but I mean...
yeah.
At the end of the day, if R2 didn't wake up, or he woke up too late, and they went, oh, don't worry about that, we don't need to find Luke now, because we've already got our asses whooped by Kylo on the white planet with the red sand.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
They probably wouldn't even have got there. They only got there because they essentially crash-landed, because they jettisoned away from their main flotilla.
Yeah.
But I think that if they weren't... they put all their hopes on finding Luke. They pinned everything on Rey getting Luke to come back and help.
Yeah.
And so they were just floating through space waiting.
Yeah, they weren't making any bet. Like when they destroyed the Death Star. What planning that was. How amazing that they found this bit of tech and the big film, you know, Rogue One, to get the plans to take them up for, you know, one little X-Wing to get through and put the photon torpedo down there. And you're telling me in what's that, 5-6 films later, they sort of went, yeah, we just sort of need a Jedi fight.
Yeah.
Even though the first film, that it wasn't based on a Jedi fight. It was actually just a space fight.
Yeah, it was a farmhand.
Versus a tyrant. On a ship, you know, a terrorist. But...
I just think that if they weren't looking for Luke, they would have actually focused their energy on being a better rebel.
Yeah, a superior force in the void that is space.
Instead of just kind of giving up everything and going...
We need a Jedi.
Yeah, let's just get Luke.
Even though Leia's a Jedi.
Yeah, I think they focused on the wrong thing, and that's why they end up getting chased and losing the vast majority of their force. The ships,
of course they do. You know, and they destroyed Starkiller Base, and it's like, why? Because it was a moon, once it had destroyed every moon in that system, surely the laser beams can't reach too far. It's space. It's freezing cold. The lasers would only go so far, superheated, and then space would have actually gutted them out.
Yeah.
So all that worry about A, destroying the base in the first... they could have just left Kylo there. They could have been like, oh, if he wants to destroy stars, leave it. Just nobody go near it. And then...
Could they move Starkiller Base?
No, it's a moon. It's orbiting around what would essentially be the sun of that galaxy.
Yeah.
This is on the premise that every galaxy in Star Wars has...
a sun.
A sun to create gravity.
But then that's...
so they wouldn't have needed to destroy that.
They must be able to move, because they were taking all the energy from the sun, and they almost completely took the energy.
Oh, they destroy the sun to power the weapon.
Yeah.
So I am wrong.
So they must be able to then move.
They must be able to.
Otherwise, they've only got one shot.
Yeah, and they need to wait.
And that's a lot of time and effort into one shot.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. I'm being really silly now.
So they do need to defeat.
Yeah, they do need to blow up the Starkiller base then. So I'll take all that back. I just thought, how do you move a moon?
That's no moon.
Yeah.
That's a space station.
That's a space station. Yeah. So actually, if R2 didn't wake up, they would have had to have changed the film. But if they just run with a different storyline anyway, it wouldn't have mattered whether he woke up or not. They could have mentioned the fact that there's a bit of this map missing.
Mm.
Oh, it would be nice to find Luke. Oh, wait, it's Star Wars. We can't get the bit of the map. Oh, dear, we'll do what we always do. We'll get a little band of the geezers together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just like we did. And they'll save the day with one little miracle thing happening.
Mm.
You know, it's not luck, because luck don't exist. It's the Force.
Yes.
But maybe they could have just done that. One tiny little thing with the Force. And maybe it could have been Rey. Could have saved the day, you know. But it wouldn't have been this big, we need to find Luke, because he's the Grand Master, and he's got Yoda on his side, and, you know, all these other Force ghosts, and blah, 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 blah. You know, and they wrote his character so almost like it was bile.
Yeah.
That it just ruined it, and they could have just left him, like you said before, you know, they could have left him as just a leaf in the wind.
Ooh, yeah.
Luke's still out there, but we can't find him.
Just a myth, something to aspire to be like.
Yeah, or maybe Rey could have found him once she had done some meditation, and she just had this little spark of, oh, I felt something in the Force there.
Yeah, maybe they, I don't know.
Or R2 could have maybe woke up, but later on, after all of the, we need Luke to fight Kylo, but you don't now.
No.
Because Rey's done it. You know, Luke finding Rey at the end could be one of the very last things she does. R2 wakes up at the very end and goes, well, I've got the map here. And they go, oh, well done. The trilogy's over. But now we can go and see Luke and have that little clap at the end.
Maybe, just as another idea, bringing Luke in later could still work.
Hmm.
Rey defeats Snoke, Kylo Ren, however you want to sort of do it. But she finds Luke in between that sort of event and Palpatine.
Yes.
So she's already got some training. She knows how to wield the Force. She's capable.
Yeah.
She's 90%.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not quite strong enough to defeat Palpatine or to sort of to finish the work she needs to do. But then she stumbles across Luke just by accident. R2 maybe does wake up at that point.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we know where Luke is. She goes to see Luke. Luke's in hiding.
Yeah.
But he's not Mardi.
Yeah, maybe he's in good spirits.
Maybe he's like, do you know what? I've been away for a long time. And it's refreshing to see somebody with pure intention.
Willing to work at it, yeah.
So I'm willing to open up again. And I will teach you the last little bits you need to learn. Because I felt this dark presence in Palpatine returning.
You need to finish your training.
Yes. And then Luke can have his little cameo at the end.
Yeah.
As almost like Yoda in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
He's only in for a very short amount of time, really.
Yeah.
But he has a massive impact.
Yeah.
And people always say that the film's just carbon copies anyway. But yeah, Luke at the end to finalise training rather than just be like, oh, no, I'm not going to help you. And we're going to now spend 2.5 films of me going, I'm not going to help you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yes, I will help you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be the most heroic at the end. Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. Nice one, Luke. Why couldn't you have helped earlier, save the fleet?
Yeah.
And actually been worthwhile rather than just helping them just escape for a minute.
Yeah. And also, he should know what he's doing, because surely Obi-Wan would have given him the teachings that Qui-Gon told him.
Mm.
So Luke should have a better understanding, and there's probably a book on this.
Obi-Wan did not teach him well.
No, because he should have taught him how to be a Grey Jedi. He should have taught him the ways of his master, which was Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
You know, and I know Obi-Wan lived through the Clone Wars, and it was all very difficult. And obviously then he had his little own series to to push through with Disney, and that's all a lot of hard work. That's why it grew old so quick. But Luke should have known that he can't hold resentment or look onto his mistakes, because the teaching of Yoda to Dooku, to Qui-Gon, to Obi-Wan, to Luke, should have told him that you don't need to be like that.
No.
There's no way you need to think or feel that way. And if anything, it makes you more of a grey Jedi, because you're willing to do some bad stuff, Luke.
Yeah.
You can't be pure, because, you know, again, we'll talk about this in another episode. He does things that aren't cushy.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I know that's eating away at him, but why is it? Obi-Wan should have told him, my master Qui-Gon did this, and he would have told you not to worry about it. So he wouldn't have been so mardy, and maybe he wouldn't have sent R2 away, because also, this is another thing to round off the question, what's R2 even doing with Leia? Because he's Luke's bloody droid.
Yeah, well...
And R2 must have gone to this godforsaken asshole world.
But how did he get back, though?
Well, this is it. He didn't fly back on his little jet thrusters, did he?
So, yeah, this actually asks a good question. Unless
there's another droid that was with Luke.
Well, he might have done. But why does R2 know where Luke is?
Yeah, how's he got the bit of the map if he didn't go with Luke, or did go with Luke and then be sent back? And why is he shut down? Because he misses Luke? Because he's one of the boys? Yeah. He shuts himself down through loss. But did Luke sort of say, here's where I'm going, little man, but I'm going away for ages.
And don't tell anybody. By the way, shut down.
Yeah, be good and stay out of the sand. And then he goes, I just want to go. Oh, I miss Dad. And then he falls asleep. And you're like, why would Luke even give him the map? So Luke wanted to be found in some sort of narcissistic, I'm going to go away, but I want to be the hero vibe. And then be like, if you wake up on this day, they can all come and find me. And I'll act all grumpy, but I'll save the day, R2.
This is a very valid point, and it takes us almost full circle to back where we started. Did he want to be found? If he gave R2 the map segment that was required...
He wanted to be
found. He wanted to be found.
Which means that even though he was a grumpy arsehole...
He just was after glory again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this could be an entire other episode. He hasn't got glory since he defeated...
Palpatine.
Yeah.
And he didn't even defeat him because his dad did it.
Yeah.
And Daddy killed the bad guy for you.
Yeah. And you've never had glory, and all of a sudden you found a way to potentially have it again because you can foresee that Ben's been... Kylo Ren's been a bit naughty, and you know he's going to rise up, and you're going to have the chance to show your worth again. And now you've decided you're going to go and hide him, but leave a clue, such a small breadcrumb, so that you can retain glory one day.
Because he did say to Rey,
he's just gone down in my estimations.
Because he did say to Rey that he left the. Because who gave R2 the map segment? Was it Luke?
Well, it must have been, because nobody else knows where he is.
So Luke must have given it to R2, unless he wanted Leia to have it sooner, but R2 shut down. And then, because Leia never found it and came to find him, he then went, oh, well, she doesn't want to see me, and then shut off. I can't remember from the film, guys and girls.
I don't even think it talks about it. He's just...
Bitter old man.
Yeah, he's a proper mither, isn't he? He's just there and grumpy, and he doesn't want to talk to anybody.
He doesn't want to engage. He's a different hermit to Ben, isn't he? They call Ben a hermit, but he's actually quite nice.
And he's a nice, friendly guy, isn't he? He's just an old man who lives by himself, but actually if you talk to him...
He's got quite a bit of knowledge.
He is a space wizard.
Yeah.
But he's just a nice guy. He just keeps himself to himself, but in a good way, not in a...
Creepy way.
And not in a kind of aggressively stay away, stay off my land.
Yeah.
Get off my tractor. Whereas Luke is, he's...
Oh, he's just portrayed as this, like I said before, it's like bile. Yeah. Whoever wrote him, you could tell whoever wrote him was like, we're going to change everything here, and it's going to be for the greater good. And everyone's gone, oh, don't do that. Don't get me wrong, still good to see him, but that's the question answered, isn't it? He wanted to be found. So whether or not R2 woke up, he would have got bored in the end. He either would have died, or he would have gone, R2 hasn't woken up. I better get the X-Wing out of the sea, which I'll purposefully put in there for no reason, because I'm going to need it.
Rather than destroying it, sunk it, which he knows he can lift up again.
Yeah, yeah. So whether or not it's to hide it from the Alliance, the new Empire.
Maybe it being underwater hides the signal.
The code or something. Yeah. But anyway, he gets that out, and then he flies back into normal space anyway, because he knows the way, and he goes, oh, I wonder where Leia is then. Let me just tap into my little force walkie-talkie, and goes, all right, sis, where are you? And she goes, oh, well, nobody's been able to find you. Where you been? And he goes, well, I did leave the map with R2, but if he's still shut down, don't worry, I'm coming. And then, yeah. So it doesn't actually matter. I think the story probably would have been better if R2 didn't wake up until the bitter end anyway. We could have had a very last minute. The last scene when Rey goes, oh, I'm Rey Skywalker, looking for the legend.
Yeah.
And she takes a little hood off, and she's on the planet with R2, and there's Luke's robot hand, and he gives her a little wink.
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun. That could have been the end.
The only thing with that is, why would she be Skywalker? Unless she does it in Leia's honour.
Oh, because it would have been in Leia's honour, because Leia is the Skywalker she spent time with.
Yeah.
You know, adopted, meditated with, and she would have gone, it doesn't matter. Because Leia probably would have said, doesn't matter that you're a Palpatine.
Yeah.
You are a Jedi.
You're more than your name.
Yeah, you're a Jedi. And actually, the Palpatine family is strong, but it's you who chooses whether you're good or bad.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And then she would have been like, oh, I'm Leia Skywalker's granddaughter or whatever. And then Luke's just there and he's smiling. He goes, oh, no, you're not. But respect.
We'll take you in.
Yeah, we'll take you in. And then that's that. They didn't need this whole R2 Luke narcissistic storyline for it to be to the point where actually Luke didn't actually... I know he helped him escape, but they already F-bombed by then, weren't they? You're telling me it made a big difference in showing up.
They overdid the nostalgia, and I think that's what it was. They went ham on nostalgia.
Yeah, after screwing it up.
And ruined it.
Yeah, because they got such a bad rep for making him this grumpy, horrible old geezer, this miser. Somebody went, we need to rewrite his storyline towards the end here.
He was never grumpy in the first films.
No. And I know he made some mistakes, but they needed to have a scene where he spoke about his mistakes to understand. Because it weren't just Kylo burning the school down that made him horrible. But they make it out as if him failing Kylo... Just and he went, nope, hate everything now. When he doesn't, it's other things as well that build Luke up to be how he is. But because we don't get that connotation in the film, only in the books and other sort of media, that you go, people who just watch the films go, why is Luke suddenly a douchebag?
Yeah, right.
I know he lost Kylo, but actually, as a Jedi, you would grow from that. He wouldn't just turn into a miser. But there's all these other things that happen, and it just sort of doesn't add up in the films as we see, which is a shame, because obviously Mandoverse is trying to fix that and stuff like that. You know, all these other things are coming in now. But as it stood, R2 didn't need to wake up, because we probably would have had a better storyline without it. Not to say the films aren't good, people. Like, I still love them. Yeah, Star Wars.
Still enjoy, still watching them.
Yeah, and I still want R2 to wake up. I'm there going, come on, R2, for goodness sake. Yeah,
because we love R2.
Yeah, we want you to wake up here and get, you know, help Rey. But
we'd like to make some minor modifications to the entire story, please.
If I could turn back time and keep my memories to help out. But yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because the whole three films are backlash of R2 waking up. But let's be fair. If he didn't, Rey and Leia would have had a better time. And maybe Leia would have said, and this would have been good for the animated series lovers, she could have said, there's an old Jedi temple on this planet which hasn't been destroyed yet by the Sith.
Mm.
We know this, right? Go to that temple and do the trial, you know, and then come back and see me when you're done. We'll send a couple of ships to watch over to make sure, like, you know, the Starkiller base don't blow you up.
Yeah,
because it could destroy planets. You know, the Death Star 5. But go and do that. And then we would have had a whole thing which brings in the animated series, which brings in the books, which brings in all these other things. Oh, she's gone to a Jedi temple. Look at that. How cool is that? And it's actually Rey finding herself on her own in a place which isn't Luke's dirty little hut. on his island with all his like crusty socks in. It's a Jedi temple that you don't really see in the live action. You only really see him in the animation, yes?
Do you know, just to add a little woke touch to this.
Yeah.
Female empowerment would have been stronger if Luke wasn't there.
Yeah, of course it would have been. Because which is what they were going for with Rey, wasn't it?
She's had to rely on the help of an old man.
Yeah.
An old white man.
Yeah.
To progress her career.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way, yeah. That is about as bad as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah.
So actually, her finding her own way would have been perfect.
Yeah, especially for what they wanted to go with, because obviously it was just at that time when obviously stuff was changing in the world and storylines had to be rewritten and whatnot. But it would have actually made it a lot more sense and, like you say, a lot better for the character development of the women, to, you know, have that.
Yeah.
You know, what's the word? Where they do something on their own.
What, when they're allowed out by themselves?
No, it's a nicer word than that.
That's a joke, by the way.
yeah, there's a word for it. Not, you know, time's getting on, I'm a bit tired. But yeah, she goes on her own to do that. And yeah, like I say, Jedi Temple brings all of the animated people in to go, Jedi Temple, how flipping cool is that? There better be a little holocron thing at the end. Oh, she's found a Jedi holocron. Mind blown.
Yeah.
And then she comes out of the thing and she's like, Leia, I've learned so much. This holocron's full of well good news. And then she goes, bring it back to the ship. We'll meditate over it together. And then episode 7 done. Episode 8, Rey's got some different robes on and you go, she's learnt a bit here.
Yeah, she knows.
And yeah, it's chalk and cheese from the first because they've literally copy and pasted it, you know, but it's just a woman, not Luke.
Yeah.
But actually, great.
Yeah, could have been so much better. It's such a shame.
Right, we will write the next Star Wars films. But yeah, so what if R2 never woke up? We actually would have had
better films,
some better storylines.
Yeah,
some better storylines, not better films, but better storyline. And the ending would have been better as well.
Yeah,
because instead of that weird, all of the Jedi talking to Rey, even though she's never met him, and we've said obviously about Force Ghosts and how they work, it would have been more her and Leia.
Mm.
You know, Luke doesn't even have to show up. Maybe Luke could arrive late.
How cool would that have been?
Just Rey and Leia. Leia's old and she's really struggling with Palpatine, but Rey's there and they both managed to do it together. Two women. Jedi.
How cool would it have been? And we are sort of approaching the hour mark on this. So
oh, are we? Oh, good episode.
Thank you for listening to this long episode.
Yes, yeah, long.
One last little thing to add to what Sean's saying. Leia still dies, but what if it was just Rey and Leia's Force Ghost, and that's the only two people.
The only help
see?
She gets. Yeah. Yeah. No.
And
better.
And how cool would that have been?
Even better, Mars.
Because you're not erasing the past. You're not erasing the past Jedi and how good they were.
Yeah, you don't need.
But you're advancing the story, and you're advancing your characters, and saying, right, it was Luke, it was Obi-Wan, it was Yoda. But now it's Rey, and it's Leia, and they will now move forward.
Yeah,
and next story is going to be about Rey, not about all these people dredged up from the past.
Yeah, just like it was when Episode 4, when it was Luke and Ben,
just Obi-Wan,
just Luke and Ben, because back then it was Ben, not Obi.
Well, yes.
So then, obviously, the prequels are Anakin and Obi-Wan. Technically, two different people. Two different people.
Yeah.
You didn't need all of the Force Ghosties putting their two cents in at the end to defeat Palpatine. Because if he was a clone, they wouldn't have given two tosses anyway.
No.
Because he's still evil, but he's hooked up to a machine. Why didn't they just say, oh, do you know what we'll do? Let's just bomb it. You've got some bombers. Throw a couple of bombs on the planet. Because he's stuck in a chair anyway.
Yeah.
You're telling me he's going to survive that? And if he does, so what? Because he's already come back thrice. Yes. He'll come back again if he wants.
Well, yeah, more than likely.
Because he's probably got little Kaminoan, you know, bases set up all over the galaxies. And he's got little clones of himself hidden away, ready to come out of the woodwork. Oh, mate, I've liked this episode.
It's been
good. We have fixed 789. Again.
Every single episode we fix something.
Yeah.
I can't believe how easy this is. Why is nobody else doing it?
Yeah, why haven't we been hired by Disney? Excuse me? I'm ready for a pay rise. But all of this aside, and this will probably be the last thing I say, I do feel sorry for Mark Hamill. I do feel sorry for him. Because he's had a lot of, I don't know, backlash or...
Yeah, and I think in interviews as well, he's also said he wasn't happy with how Luke was portrayed.
Yeah, and I feel for him for that.
Yeah.
Because...
It's out of his control.
He's just the actor. He could have said no, but then they would have CGI'd him. So actually,
Does he want to get paid for his appearance?
Yeah, so you might as well say yeah. But, you know, still a good film. Still love Star Wars. Still love R2 and all the old gang. But they could have just been left. Mm. They didn't need R2 when you've got BB-8.
Yeah.
As well. Just saying that as well.
Yeah.
They, you know, BB-8 was so cool and, you know, out there, design-wise. And he had his little thumbs up.
Which is amazing.
Which is just amazing. You didn't need to force R2 down our necks.
Yeah.
And end program.
Well, this has been a pleasure.
That was a good one.
As always, that was a deep dive.
Yeah, I like that.
And yeah, we've spoken about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, great chat.
Yeah. And not really R2 related. The question is, what if R2 didn't wake up? But actually, the ramifications is more Luke and Leia almost. So just
it's R2 parallel.
Yeah.
The question, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, pleasure talking to you.
And you, mate.
Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.